Hi guys, and welcome to my podcast again. Today I'm going to be talking a little bit about, like, it's kind of going to be very lengthy and long because it's going to be like a talk, like a lengthy catch up with me type of video. I mean podcast. So yeah. Keep tuned if you're interested. So anyways, I'm just like written down a lot of things. So if you hear pages, then it's probably me. I just have to explain where I've been so far. So why I haven't been uploading on YouTube, why I haven't been uploading on any social media platform, the languages I'm learning. Oh yes, I am learning new languages, and when I say languages, I mean 3. I know it's very ambitious, but hopefully I'll be able to learn 3 in a year in 2019. I also wanted to talk about my New Year's resolution for 2019 and also the best 2018 books, as well as talking about my art, the art that I'm doing in school, as well as my 2019 vision board. So let's get started. The reason why I haven't been uploading is because of the fact that I misplaced my phone in my house, so I didn't know where it was, and for a whole month and a half, I think, we weren't able to find it. So yeah, that's mainly why I haven't been posting, because I only have a phone to post. And yeah, that's it. What I wanted to bring up is kind of like mistakes I've made this year and mistakes you guys could learn from me and not be like me, in the sense that I made a lot of mistakes when it comes to reading books. I made a lot of mistakes when it came to interviewing people. When I came to interviewing people, I didn't ask like different demographics. Like, I really regret not asking people of different ethnicities, different, like, various, like, lots and lots of different religious backgrounds, lots of different cultures and stuff like that. Just because I feel like if I was mentored by people who are very similar to me, in the sense that we are like an ethnic group, like, it would be very fantastic and so on. And when it comes to books, I really regret not reading a lot of books that were in different languages. Like, I'm gonna be learning new languages this year, and hopefully I'll be picking up a novel or a novella or a nonfiction, hopefully. Like, I'd be so grateful if I was able to understand the book if it was in a different language. And I really hope that that occurs for me. Yeah, and that's the mistakes that I'm making. So I don't want you guys to make the same mistakes that I made. So it's basically like reading more books that are in different cultures, different languages, different ethnicities. Reading in those, because reading in those perspectives opens up a new area and opens up a new feeling, a new emotion, a new perspective, basically. And I wanted to talk about the 3 languages that I wanted to learn in 2019. Actually, I'll just state my 2019 resolutions if I can find them. Okay, so first is to start a new job. So if you guys know me, I have 2 jobs currently, one at Macca's and one is at a youth center, the other one. And I just wanted to start a new job just because I want to save up and be able to pay off uni in one go The course that I want costs, like, in total, like, the 4 years that I'll study there will be $40,000. So I just wanted to pay that off as soon as possible. I don't want to be in debt. I don't want to be raising interest and so on. So, yeah, like, I just wanted to start a new job. Another thing is to learn a new language. And just one language, I'd be so happy if I was to learn that language. But I'm pushing myself this year because I really am inspired, I'm really motivated, and I feel like I have the drive to learn 3 languages. So I want to learn Spanish, French, and Arabic. The reason for that is because they're the most common languages, and I really love the culture. I have huge respect for the people that know the language. I have a lot of friends that speak the language, and I just, all in all, am in love with the culture and everything about it. So, yeah, and I wanted to talk a little bit about Arabic. Like, for Arabic, I feel like it's gonna be really hard for me just because I don't have that much, like, I don't have that much funding to be able to buy books, or there's not that much resources for learning that language. Like, online, you'll find very limited sources, or very advanced, or very intermediate. But I feel like I can learn from, like, there's not that much sources for advanced, and I feel like there's just mainly beginner resources. So what I'm going to do is, I'm at Macca's, the place I work at. They have a, like, every morning someone comes in and plops on the front desk, or no, the on one of the tables and stuff, a block of Arabic newspapers. And every time I go outside, I take one with me. So I've been piling up a couple of these newspapers that are going to be really good for me because they're advanced. First of all, they talk about politics. They talk about, issues in the world. I feel like I'll be so much more, like, cultured reading these. And, you know, I'm looking through them, and it just seems so impressive to me if I was to be able to understand the whole newspaper, like, everything in the newspaper. That's one of my goals. Like, I don't know how long it'll take me, probably like 5 years or so if I work really, really hard at it. But yeah, that's like one of my main goals. Another thing is my New Year's resolutions. Yes, I wanted to go into that. I'll finish it. So it's write a book. So writing a book for me is very important. I feel like I'll actually, because of the rate I'm going, like, today's like the 23rd of December, but I'm already, like, at chapter 1 of one of my books. And the other books I've written outlines for, and, like, outlines for the chapters, like, what I'm gonna write in them. And I feel like I'll be able to finish not just one book, but multiple. Like, I'll be able to finish at, like, a good amount of books, like, writing a good amount of books. So I'm really, really excited for that, just because I always read books. I'm like, I know how to word my language. I know how to use English to my advantage. I know how I should word everything, and I know how to fill in the spaces. And yeah, like, I feel like I'll do really well as a writer in 2019. In publishing it and actually getting it to the public, like, with a published, like, with a very, like, you know, high-end publishers, I have no idea how I'm gonna do that, because the publishing world is very tough. But anyways, the other thing I wanted to learn was how to do makeup and hair and also nails. And I wanted to also start my own e-commerce store. And it was mainly like a bit of a hobby. Like I just wanted to, like, for instance, when I started the vocabulary lists that me and the CEO of Sabre Astronautics talked about, it was very like, it was mostly a hobby because I just read books and words I didn't understand, I would just painstakingly just write in my book. Like, no matter how tired I was, no matter how late in the night it was, I would write in my book because it was just like one of my passions. It was one of my dreams to create a vocabulary list for people. And I'll be selling those vocabulary lists online for $20. And even cheaper if you have the ebook, so you don't need me to print it out and send it to you, like via like international mail and so on. And another thing that I wanted to talk about was how I have like other things like skincare lines I want to start, just because like people who know me know that I have very sensitive lips and they get cracked easily. So I wanted to sell like lip balm that was free of preservatives, free of like parabens, you know, very like cruelty free, no chemicals, that stuff. So I just wanted to sell those, and also a lip scrub for to remove the dead cells from your lips. Also stuff like you know, healthcare. Just stuff that you use on a daily basis. And I'll be launching that website probably like soon. And I also wanted to continue my tutoring business, which is very successful at the moment. I don't consider it a job just because it's so, like, it's something I'm really, really like look forward to. It's so fun. I love my students, and I just love like when I get to teach people. Like, I don't know if I'm didactic or something, but yeah, like I really enjoy teaching people, and the pay, like, I don't want to get into that much, but the pay isn't that high, so I wouldn't take it as a full-on job for a moment. It's not a part-time job. It's not even a casual job. It doesn't even pay that much. So I do not consider it a, it's more like a hobby. I just wanted to continue doing it, continue inspiring students and helping them out. I also wanted to learn how to bake and cook because it's very like good for you once you move out of your parents' house that you know how to keep yourself healthy, you know what goes into your food. You also are very like aware of how everything is made, so you don't eat unhealthy anymore. I wanted to also start a cooking blog and ebooks for cooking. So yeah, a cooking, it's part of books, writing books, because I'm writing a blog and I'm writing ebooks. So yeah, and I wanted to also open an art boutique. So a boutique that also has my art in it, so maybe like I'll iron on my art, like iron on my art on graphic tees and t-shirts basically. And I also wanted to become a freelance writer. And what else? I wanted to learn how to do henna, mehndi, and like I want to learn how to do brown henna, which is the natural henna, and also the white henna, which I feel like is going to be really rewarding because I pay like around 100 a year, like 200 tops a year to do my henna, like for Eid, and Eid happens twice a year. And anyways, I wanted to talk a little bit about books I'm writing. So anyways, I'm talking about the monotony in our education system, which is basically in my book labeled as the lack of diversity in our education systems, and it is mainly about how other ethnicities, other cultures, other races, and other religions are excluded when textbooks are made, like how historians write the textbooks. And I just find it really like rude, and it's basically a rant, really. Like, it's just like me ranting about it in that book. So if you guys are interested, please read the ebook or buy the hard copy version. I would be really happy. And the other thing I wanted to talk about, what to expect when not expecting. Okay, before I begin, I just really wanted to talk about how important it is for teenagers to know that they can be not working a job. Like, for my situation, because I live in Australia, because I live in such a nice and safe environment in a safe country, like, I want to work because it's safe for me, and there is like safety for me, and there's freedom for me at a degree when I work. So that's why I wanted to work. And that's not an option for most people that are listening, because they're from countries that are developing and they're not doing so well in the sense of hiring teenagers and such. And I just wanted to talk a little bit more about how you guys can be teenage entrepreneurs. You don't have to worry about your how you're going to make money. You can make your money in a different way. You don't have to do it in the sense like the formal way, which is get a job, you know, and work. It could be much more easier and simpler. Well, it could be. And I wanted to also... Sorry, my sister's here, Tanya. Do you want to say hi, Tanya?
Yeah.
Okay. Another thing I wanted to talk about was how I'm going to be wanting to start my own boutique. And I really, really want to start my own henna line and skincare line. What I want to call my henna line and my skincare line is Kahlo, which is Frida Kahlo. Frida Kahlo is a very inspiring woman to me. Her and I actually share the same birthday, which is 6th of July. So we are kind of like twins, really. And I just wanted to have, you know, how Elon Musk, he named his car company after Nikola Tesla. And I wanted to name after a very, like, significant person in my life, a significant role model, a significant female role model, which was Frida Kahlo. And I find her like very inspiring. I feel like if I was to start, you know, how I watched a TED talk and it talked about how the best brands, like the best brand names, they usually invoke a feeling. They don't invoke like something like, you know, like how Apple invokes simplicity and minimalism and subtlety, and how Amazon is like talking about how they're gigantic and they're huge and no one can measure up to their company, and how Google is just a word for, I think, like a number, and it's for like bigger than a billion, like a gazillion, I think. And, you know, the best company names invoke a feeling, and Elon Musk's Tesla invokes a feeling, which is rebellion, which is being a innovator, being very very like Tesla. Nikola Tesla is a very like established, influential person. So yeah, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that boutique because I am selling a lot of different things. Like, for instance, I wanted to sell lip balms, lotion, serums. They're part of my skincare line. I also sell white henna and brown henna, and also lip scrubs, as well as bath bombs, bath salts, you know, all sorts. Even like rose water setting spray, which a lot of people who don't know what it is, it's basically, it sets your makeup, and it's kind of like the Mario Badescu.
Mario? Did you say Mario?
Yes, I did say Mario.
You say Mario.
Yeah, and it's kind of like that, and it's very nice quality, I would say. Like, I'm just selling it to you guys right now. But I use it myself. And I also use the holy water setting spray for makeup, which is basically Zamzam water mixed with rose water. And it's basically used to set your makeup or your hair or your nails, to make them grow, and also your eyelashes. It's very nice. And yeah, I also wanted to talk about how I am watching a lot of YouTube tutorials, YouTube videos about how to start a boutique. I have to give huge, huge props to Ali Schultz and Jean Monnet, which is Jackie, the owner, and Miss Jackie and Miss Schultz. They are an amazing YouTubers that you guys should check out, and they make amazing content, and I really hope that you guys, if you guys are interested in starting your own boutique, that you guys listen to them. And when you become a small boutique owner or your own boss, whatever it is, I hope that you guys do very well and you be unique. And also, I wanted to start an ebook on how to open a boutique, how to start a boutique, and how to make a boutique. So yeah, like, if you guys are interested, you can buy the ebook, but it's not ready yet. I'm still writing it. I'm like watching YouTube videos, reading blog posts, reading magazines about how to start one, and I'm compiling all the information so you guys don't have to do all that researching yourselves. And learning important terminology, which I struggle with. Like, I don't know, like, even though I have a terminology list and everything, a vocabulary list, it's very hard to learn the terminology for businesses because they're only taught formally, like in a school or something, at university. And me starting at 16, I don't feel like I'll be able to go to university and just learn all of that. So I have to learn myself. And I want to start the ebook so I learn thoroughly, so that way I can teach you guys like, if I can teach it, then I feel like I'll be able to learn it. I wanted to also tell you guys that I can do nails. I wanted to do makeup. I wanted to do more YouTube videos. I have more YouTube ideas, like YouTube video ideas. And I'll tell you guys right now what it's going to be, like the YouTube ideas, the YouTube videos, what they're going to be. Let me just pull up to the page. Yep. So, for my YouTube ideas, I wanted to write about 15 ways to save money. A lot of people have asked me how I save so much money, because I tell my friends, I tell my family how I'm able to save so much, and they are so supportive. They tell me that, hey, Sonia, you should start a YouTube video or start an ebook about how to save money. So that's why I wanted to make a YouTube video about it. 7 things I learned recently, just like knacks and very important mistakes that I made that I want you guys to learn from. Because if you guys don't know, I do a lot more than just study, you know, take tests at school. I do a lot of YouTube. I do a lot of podcasts. And I do a lot of social media. So I want to teach you guys things that I learned. 7 things that I learned recently in a YouTube video, which is going to come out soon. And then there's 6 books that changed my life. And 7 easy essential oil uses and hacks. So you know how I'm learning how to use skincare products. I wanted to show you guys what you can do with essential oils, uses and hacks. And another thing that I want to talk about is I'm going to be dumping a lot of content in the past month or in the past day or so on. I'm going to be telling you guys a lot of books that I read, because I filmed a lot of them at the beginning of the year, and I would say to myself, okay, you're going to post them, Sonia, like, as the months go by, like once every month you post one. But I've come to the realization that there's just too many videos and I could lose them, like I could delete them by accident. So I'm gonna be posting all of them in one go. So keep in tune for that on my YouTube. Another thing is self-discovery exercise. So I really wanted to find, like, do a current me, like on a piece of paper, and show you guys what I am versus what I want to be in the future. And I wanted to do a lot of cooking. Like, if I told you guys, I think I told you guys that I wanted to learn how to bake and cook. And I'm gonna do YouTube videos on how to bake and how to cook, and also an ebook on how to cook, like cooking recipes and stuff. And I wanted to also do a how I plan and organize my life to achieve goals video. I wanted to tell you guys and recommend 5 books to read for entrepreneurs. I wanted to also do money. What should you start investing in sense that, like, what is an investment and what isn't? And what are 5 lessons that I learned from girl boss Sofia Amoroso, which I find is like such an important role model for me. Like, if I start a new business, I'm just gonna name her last name in it, which is Amoroso. Like, that's gonna be my business. Like, that's what I'm gonna name it. Like, I'm gonna name it after the last names of every successful and woman that I look up to. And I also wanted to start how to start a podcast video where I teach you guys how to start a podcast, what to do, and, you know, tips and tricks that I've learned along the way. Also, with my cooking and baking series, I wanted to do a smoothie recipes, and also a polymer clay tutorial. So for my art, I have a lot of like things I want to start. Like I want to make jewelry, I want to make makeup, I want to make art, like on shirts, on clothes, on pants. And one thing that I found out is that you can make art using clay, using polymer clay, exactly. Polymer clay is a clay that you can use for jewelry and so on. And it's very, very, like, useful and stuff. And I'll make a YouTube video on how to use polymer clay. I'll also do YouTube videos if you guys are interested in how to start a boutique. You know, a lot of information on that. And I wanted to do starting a skincare line, face painting line, a henna line down the line. So I want to start a boutique for clothes as well, mainly art. I wanted to also write an ebook on starting a skincare line. I wanted to write an ebook on how to do a luxury henna and a ebook on how to start a boutique. So in my ebook for writing a skincare line, these are some of the chapters that you guys can know already what it's going to be in. So it's what to expect, like in the sense that, like, what you can expect from customers, what you can expect in your bank account, like what should you expect to be making, how should you save up to pay for things, how should you expect to pay for everything, like gas, electricity, and light, and you know, rent and so on. What to expect in spending, which is basically like how much should you spend in your first time paying for inventory. I think that's how you say it, inventory. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about what you should expect for, you know, your spending, basically. Like, how much should you expect in paying for, I don't know, business cards, expect to pay for flyers, goodie bags, you know, and so on. And how to start. So how to start a skincare line. How to, you know, begin it, and what you need, and what you can do, like DIY things, DIY equipment, and so on. And the hardest part, which I'm going to not tell which part is the hardest, but I feel like it's very important to talk about it, and so on. Doing what made you start the business, like coming up with your philosophy, your company's philosophy, and so on. Another thing is how to get a business loan. I personally, because I've saved up, I never got a business loan. But I'm gonna teach you guys how to get one if you guys are interested in this ebook. And I'm gonna teach you guys how to begin your business, how to borrow money, how to pay it off. You know, if I need to, I'll actually get a business loan myself so I can write about it in this book. I'm very dedicated. And how to know when you are ready to open the skincare line. For me, you're never ready. Like, personally, like, I can tell you this, like, you're gonna be never ready if you want everything to be perfect. So I think I gave that away, but honestly, I think it's very important that you guys know that. So Yeah. And also how to gain exposure, how to, you know, like, I'm going to tell you guys a little bit of the book already. If you want to open a skincare line, you'll have to go to places like local swap meet markets and swap meets. And you'll have to go to like the local mall and ask if you can take out a go to the mall and ask them if you can set up shop, how much does it cost to set up shop there, and so on. And I'm going to teach you guys how to find packaging, basically, for your products. So, you know, going to AliExpress, going to Wish, going to an actual, like, established packaging company, and so on. And when to know that you can actually start professionally packaging your products. And another thing I wanted to write about is writing an ebook on how to do luxury henna. I'll show you guys photos of henna so you can recreate it. I'll show you guys how to make a henna cone. And I'll show you guys how to know when to open a henna business, when to know you're ready, and how to expose your business, like post ads on a newspaper, social media, working with influencers, working on Facebook, working on Snapchat, and so on. And those are just some examples. Like, I have way more examples to give you guys. Like, things like going to church or going to your local mosque and offering your businesses to all your friends and family and family friends. So, yeah. How much to expect in spending for your first inventory line? So, inventory is gonna be said how much I spent personally, how much I spent on henna, and how much I spent in the first time that I started the business, and also average bills for 6 months. So when I say that, is I mean you have to save up at least the average amount that you need for 6 months if you want to start your henna business and quit your job. Another thing that I wanted to talk about is how to deal with people copying your images and pictures, how to deal with customers, how to deal with everyone in general, like how to go forward to a professional way and deal with customers, deal with services, deal with organizations, and so on. There'll be templates for you that write about, like, that have worded, like, you know, like worded fill in the blank worksheets, and you'll be able to do them if you have any problems. And how to deal with people, how to do henna step by step. So I'll teach you guys how to do henna. I'll also be talking a little bit about starting a business with a co-founder, like maybe a family member, maybe a friend, you know, your best friend and so on. You know, it's really important that if you can, you start a business with someone else. Just because a business isn't about a sole person. It's about a whole organization, a whole community. And it's all about that, really. And how to name, like how to pick a name for your brand and company, which is very important. I feel like it should be talked more about. And, you know, how I came up with my company named Carlo Luxury Henna and Skincare. Carlo luxury henna and skincare is really like, it's really been thought out. Like, I thought about it over the past couple of months and when I was planning my business, and it was always in the back of my mind and my subconscious what I should name my skincare line and my henna line. So I really want you guys to know how to name your company so in the future you don't regret it and you don't want to change it, just because it's a lot of money that gets put into advertising and marketing that you don't want to miss out on customers. The next thing is how to make money. So I talk a little bit more about margins and what a 20% margin is, what a 40% margin is, what a 75% margin is, and so on. So I also wanted to talk about how to make money, which follows spreadsheets to copy. So when in my ebook, in every single one of the books that I'm going to write, every single ebook that I write, I really want to write a lot of templates, a lot of spreadsheets that you can fill in yourself and you can do yourself to find out your break-even point, find out your business's your business, like how you can make ends meet and so on, and how you can even prosper. Like, how much do you need to sell in one go? How much do you need to sell per hour? And so on. Money saving tips as well. In every single one of the ebooks is going to be in it. And minimum age to start a business, which is going to be in every single book. Like, as a chapter in every single book. How to start a boutique. Mistakes that I made, first of all. Talking about Nasty Gal, which is owned by Sophia Amorosa, which I already talked to you guys about. And she's someone you guys should look up to and really, really hone in on her skills and learn from her mistakes and learn from her in what she did right and what she did wrong. And spending costs, on how much you should expect to spend on your first inventory. I also wanted to talk about buying for your boutique, what you need to buy, like decorations. Do you need to buy a brick and mortar location? Do you need to buy a physical, like, you know, does it have to be online or does it have to be a physical store that you have to go to? I also wanted to talk about Wholesale Fashion District, which is mainly about like how to get wholesale, like how to find fashion that you like. Like, you know, some people's fashion sense is much more like boho or chic or modest or celebrity type, like expensive, or they like men's fashions, babies fashions, you know, those types of things. So for the Wholesale Fashion Districts, I'm gonna show you exactly how to find them, because everyone finds it hard in the beginning to find a fashion wholesaler that is cheap and also good quality, but also it follows the unique style of their company. And how do you make yourself unique? So what separates you? What factors separate you from everyone else? And how to make money, basically. How do trends in 2019, like I'm talking about trends, like fashion trends in 2019 that you should follow and you should see and really look into. Hey. Money saving tips. Where do I get the money? How much inventory do you need to start an online boutique? and how to calculate the rent you can afford. I also wanted to talk about the books that I'm writing. So I already talked about in the beginning the lack of diversity in our educational systems, an ebook and a physical copy, which is like kind of like the monotony in our educational systems. I already talked about that. The next thing I want to talk about is what to expect when not expecting a humanist manifesto. So this book, I really wanted to talk about how human population is overpopulated and we need to stop procreating, basically. And it's important to not have kids nowadays, when in the 50s and in the 60s, it was important to expect kids when you get married, when you get into a relationship, and so on. Why I wear the veil? If you guys don't know, I'm a hijabi, and I wanted to talk a little bit about liberating women and what it means to me wearing the hijab, and what type of freedoms and what type of policies I get away with, and I can just have fun and basically be free and liberated. So I wanted to talk about that and really like stop Islamophobia at its core. I wanted to talk a little bit more about Islam. I want to talk a little bit more about my life, you know, my hijab story, about why I wore the hijab, and so on. I wanted to talk about Processist, Not Genius ebook. So Processist, in my opinion, everyone is a processist. Everyone is constantly doing things to get from one point to another, A to B. And it's basically a book that'll teach you how to get your life together. It'll teach you the law of attraction, and it'll help you create a dream life in 2019. So I really wanted to talk about how this book really changed my life, writing it and learning about the things I learned, and so on. I also wanted to talk about changing my name. Okay, so a lot of people like would say to me that I have a very lovely name and, you know, it suits me and it's very nice. But in my personal opinion, like, I don't like it that much. Like, you know, when people say, and this is very true, that your name says a lot about your parents, not the actual individual. So that's why, in my opinion, I believe that every person, once they turn 18, has got to reinvent themselves, has no longer been under their parents' control. They get to change their names, and I'm a strong believer of that. You know, I one day want to change my name, so I don't know what I'm gonna name it. Like, I still have no idea, and I'm not like a big fan of my last name as well, which is Mirza. And I just wanted to talk about how important it is that I change my name by the time I turn 18. Because changing my name, like, I don't know what I'm going to name my name. Probably Sophia, or probably, I don't know, something. But I just wanted to change my name really badly. And I also want to talk about boutiques, how to find sources, like source your products. And you know, it could be attending a trade show, which is found in every country mostly, and is very and is very important to me. So yeah. Another thing that I wanted to talk about was my picture books. So basically I'm writing picture books, guys, and I want to print them. I'm going to tell you guys where I'm going to print them, and it is Vistaprint. Vistaprint helps you print picture books. It helps you print all sorts of things. It's where I print my business cards. Sorry, I blanked out. And yeah, like I really wanted to write like at least 3 picture books, like draw 3 picture books. I want it to be an auteur-like book in the sense that I direct it, so I write the storyline, I draw the images, and I also name everything and so on. So it's very important to me that I'm like Tim Burton in the sense that his auteur-like quality is doing everything organically and doing everything himself and so on. I'll read you guys a little bit of the beginning of my story so you guys have an idea of what it is.
Wait a minute.
Let me just find the page. One sec, I'm finding the page. Yep, here it is. So here is the book called Minnie's Neglectful Parents. And I just wanted to talk about how Minnie was, you know, a character that I made up and how she became very, like, confident in the end. She made a lot of friends. She basically went from feeling like her parents don't pay her any attention to her parents realizing they don't pay her any attention and helping her out and paying more attention to her in the end and caring for her and realizing that they need to take care of their daughter. So I'll read the first line. Minnie was often neglected by her parents. Her mom was busy running a huge bank in New York, and her dad was busy running his extravagant boutique in Milan. They met every couple days or so because they loved each other. But the problem was they would always forget to love Minnie. Minnie in her room surrounded by her Avengers. So she's playing with her Avengers and so on. She's playing with her superheroes and stuff. So Minnie decided to do something about it. She wanted to catch their attention. And so Minnie turned to shoplifting. You know, those things. Like, I'm going to talk about how she's a troubled kid and she turns into a good person in the end. I really, really wanted to talk about the little things. Like, these are really interesting in my opinion. Like, I don't know if anyone else finds them interesting, but I love reading evaluation things, like let me find them. I'm just going through pictures and so on. Yeah, the main character for evaluation was originally a boy, but then I switched to a girl as the target audience were girls, as girls are more likely to be forgotten by their parents, wed off, and seen as less intelligent than boys. The girl was meant to be named Khadija, but later I changed to Minnie because she's so stickly and small. Also, she was named Sammy as well, but then changed to Minnie. So Sammy was the boy name. I'll read you guys all the evaluation while I'm at it. Okay, so this is talking about the front cover, like the main page. Like, how do I describe it? The cover page and so on. So I made the character cover page unpleasing on purpose, but now I sort of regret it since it looks very displeasing. The fact I did unflattering shadings and outlines, such as the crinkles in their eyes, was in order for them to look natural and therefore more authentic. The page cover is directly drawing in people who feel trapped, encased, and unable to live their lives because they are governed by authority. To elaborate, my main character wants attention by her parents, and she feels trapped by her insecurities and problems her parents caused. The audience that will relate to the cover page will be teenagers, as they are in a stage where they can't be independent off and live and their life is governed by their parents. I got the idea from a Google image search of screaming drawings, screaming inside in another scream drawings, and got a bald man screaming while cascading into layers of him screaming again. It looks natural, but the con is that it doesn't fit my aesthetic. I first did an outline sketch with pencil, and then went over it with a black pen. I won't be using blue at all, as it symbolizes feeling calm, at ease, and also a really reoccurring motive for schools, especially Sefton High School. I want the book to be anarchic and full of passionate emotions, including anger, joy, and happiness. I'm still unsure of what to call the title. I came up with the equality of Rania's life because the word equality is referred to business word that Rania's and mom and dad are always in. So yeah, I wanted to name one of the main characters well, Rania. So that's interesting. What else? Yep, clothes black and white in stripes because she's meant to not fit into society like a prisoner, caged in a society and just wants to get out. I don't know if I should make the mom and dad Muslim or not. I want to represent my world. So this is the part where I was, you know, drawing the mom wearing a hijab, and I talked about how I'm gonna make it much more open, so I'm not gonna make them Muslim. So I'm gonna try and reach a wider audience there that way. So basically, I made this document on Google Docs but forgot about it. Yeah, so it tells us, like, I told my teacher a little bit about
that one. No,
yes,
this.
Tanya.
What?
Stop it. I told them about the main character, how she is lonely and her parents neglect her. I introduced the mom as being running a bank and the dad being busy running a fashion empire in Milan. His crush is Blue-esque, a girl who replicates the girl from Silent Hill, like a scary movie I watched. I don't recommend it, guys. She crashes into her dad's shop with her Tesla. She tries to rob a bank her father owns. Back at school, she's bullied, shows the bullies, like I drew them and stuff. And I wrote here, I want to make introducing Elon Musk into three pages to really draw his attention. One dedicated to himself and the rest to his achievements and businesses. The other to Solar City, Tesla, and PayPal. And lastly, to SpaceX. The reason for this is that I have a podcast named Progress with Sonia Mirza, and also a YouTube channel vlogging the behind the scenes of my podcast, and I really want to interview a successful tech entrepreneur such as Elon Musk. So I really want to interview Elon Musk, so I'm making this book to catch his attention. And I started with a Twitter account, posting progress of my storybook in order to build a following that will push Mr. Musk to address.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.